sure it's arranged naturally?
It looks a lot more natural and comfortable than I am.
Good. Now crawl below the window level into the kitchen. Set?
All set.
Here's the revolver. Now stay in the shadows while I light the lantern and leave. And then stand in the door as I told you to. And remember to watch the meat house. Scared?
Yes, but I'll do my part. Don't worry. Just be careful and hurry.
Well, this gruesome business will be over soon, baby, and it's worth it. What are a few days of this compared to what's in store for
us? I know. But hurry.
Well, this is it. Now I must work carefully. The meat house. Boy, this metal's cold. I'll bet Ole is, too. Now, let's see. Put the lantern here. So. And it's the three sacks on the meat hooks on the left side. It's heavy. Seem heavier than when I put them up. Now, I'll start on this one. My knife. Yeah, closer here. Now, let's see. It'd be the inside coat pocket. Yes. Yes, here it is. Here's the... You.
Hello, friend. Have it been up?
You were on...
That's right. I was on the train. I got on because you did. And I got off because you did.
Small world, huh?
Yes, isn't it? Let's see. Didn't you say your name was Jasper Botts?
Yeah. Good memory you've got. I see you finally remembered where you hid poor Svendtog's remains.
What do you want, Botts?
See? I can crack peanuts with one hand. Good, huh? Just telling you, in case you think it might spoil my aim. For your little partner in crime sitting comfortably back in the house, waiting for you to finish your business here.
What do you want, Potts?
You and the formula, my friend. I followed your case very carefully. When I first read about you in the papers, I said to myself, now there's a very clever young operator. He's fibbing when he says he threw Svendtog's body into the sea.
So?
So. Wouldn't take a chance, and it's turning up on some shore. That would convict you. No body. No murderer, fella.
You're right, Pat.
Then when I read that Svendtog's formula was on him when you murdered him, I knew you'd have to get it from the body before, destroying the corpus delicti. Simple?
Mm-hmm. All right, Potts. Put the cuffs on and let's go.
Oh, gosh. I see you don't understand. I'm not a detective. And you're not going anywhere. Anymore. All I want is the formula.
Oh? That's how it is.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
Why?
Why what? Why am I going to kill you? Of course, that's life insurance for him. My business. Why do I want the formula? Well, I tried to buy it from Svendtog about a month ago. We knew he had it just about finished, but he turned me down. So
you read about the murder, figured out that I was after it, and now you want to take it away from me. Pretty low,
Pat. Yeah. Well, you see, I can get a much better price for it than you can. Some friends of mine think it would be a valuable asset in counter-camouflage, making targets in this country. Clever, huh?
Don't move a muscle, Mr. Bart. That little round thing in your neck is the muzzle of a .38. Just open your fingers very slowly and drop the gun. That's it. Now stand still. All right, Richard.
Good girl. Now I'm taking over, Botts. Nice Luger your friends gave you.
Mm-hmm. It is a nice gun. I hope you won't hang me on those hooks.
Oh, no. No, I've got other plans for you. Annie, you feel all right?
Yes, I'm all right. just that thing on the floor.
Yeah, I know. Well, don't look, darling. We're going back to the house now. And look, Botts, no brakes, please. You'd make a heavy corpse to drag from here.
That's a very cozy little room. Tired and everything, huh?
Okay, darling, make your phone call.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Walsh?
Yes, we've been watching. You've got him?
Yes, you can tell your men to close in on the house now.
That was Mr. Walsh of the FBI, friend.
Good piece of work all the way through, Richard.
Yes, sir. My first and last case, Walsh.
Well, we don't usually call on outsiders for help, you know, but this was such a natural. The Botts is apparently the man who's been dodging us so successfully. He's one of the Nazis' best men over here.
Slippery fellow.
Yeah. When you and Mr. Svendor came to us a month ago about the suspiciously high offer you'd had for the formula, it sounded like our man. He's got lots of dough to play with.
But why the elaborate story of murder and intrigue?
Well, making Richard here out to be a murderer took away the suspicion of a trap. We knew Richard would be released, no matter how phony the story he gave, because the police wouldn't find Mr. Svendor's body, of course. We knew the man we wanted would follow Richard here as soon as Richard was freed to get the formula. But we didn't have the slightest idea of what he looked like or who he was. Now,
you know. Well, I admit that was clever. My friends will be disappointed.
And the son of a gun sat next to me on the train for 8 hours.
A dull trip, wasn't it? But what about the meat house angle? The sacks?
That's beef. Just good prime beef. In sacks, it looks a little like... I planted Ollie's clothes there.
Oh, Richard, stop. I've had enough.
By the way, where is Mr. Svendor?
Oh, my gosh. He came up here from the hotel this afternoon. I'm so used to thinking of him as dead that I forgot all about him. He's probably lost and in the... Anna. Anna, you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm all right, Richard. Sure. Just kiss me up, but I... Richard, the laboratory! Ollie!
All right, you still have the box, Mr. Walsh. Hold on to him. I'll take a look in the lab.
Go ahead, Tanner.
Ollie, where are you? Ollie!
Yeah, Richard. I'm all right. Just my leg. Light a match so we can see.
Yeah, sure.
Hurry, Richard. I want to see what's wrong. Light a match.
I'm holding a lit match, Ollie.
Oh, I see.
Your eyes, Ollie.
Richard!
He's all right, Anna. I'm bringing him out now. He's all right, yes. But never again to see the red of a rose. The red of fire. The red of a sunset. The red of blood. Ollie's formula brought color to millions. Now, he's blind.
No corpse? Oh, my, no corpse.
Well... Of course, man.
Will somebody pass the peanuts? Listen, you. Yes, you over there. Are you sometimes green with envy? You ever go into a purple rage? Are you yellow?
You are.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. You've got what the writers call a colorful personality. Or maybe you're just a rainbow. By the way, this month's Inner Sanctum mystery novel is Puzzle for Puppets by Patrick Quinton. Well, now it's really time to close that there squeaking door until next week at this same time. So, good night. Pleasant dreams.
So for now, we brush off Raymond. Oh, friendly host of Jane Sansom. A charming ghoul. Responsible for tonight's bedtime story, Yes, let's shake that inner sanctum dust from our heels and point them in the direction of the green room and a quick listen at the door. Yes, our players are there, rehearsing the next performance in a mystery playhouse. Follow me, please. Come.